Blog Talk Radio.
Taking shots in here. You want one?
Biggest, I'm pointed at my chest. From the start up to the finish, I make it a point to
be the best, and I'm getting better with every move I make, every single step. Dedication in every breath, I'm determined to death. You relearning your steps, trying to walk with the giants. I can only hear them bells ringing, all the talk is silent. Watch me crack a bottle and aim it at the sky. Then pour out a little, cause sometimes my friends die. Take the rest to the head, and that's when overcame. I ring them bells like the Hunchback in Notre Dame. All the heads go ring, ring. Cause all the bells go ring, ring. Yeah, all the bells go ring, ring.
Sorrow. All the bells go ring, ring. Yeah, all the bells go ring, ring.
Ring, 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 ding, dong, dong.
Pow, pow, double shots to the head. Straight from the hip, hop with the legs. Running these tracks, whips cracking like an egghead. Scrambled, I guess, like a damsel in distress. I ate a heart out, pussy in the flesh. Discarded the rest and left a big mess. This heart is the biggest, I'm pointed at my chest. From the start up to the finish, I make it a point to be the best. And I'm getting better with every move I make, every single step. Dedication in every breath, I'm determined to death. You relearning your steps, trying to walk with the giants. I can only hear them bells ringing, all the talk is silent. Watch me crack a bottle and aim it at the sky. Then pour out a little, cause sometimes my friends die. Take the rest to the head, and that's when overcame. I ring them bells like the Hunchback in Notre Dame. All the heads go ring, ring. Cause all the bells go ring, ring. Yeah, all the bells go ring, ring.
Only for Messy. be going down. It's your boy, world famous DJ Donnie B. And we late tonight. There's been a lot going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and across the country, man, with the Ferguson thing that's going on. And we got my co-host with us. We got Young Buck with us. What's going down, Young Buck? You ready for this show, man?
Yeah, what's good, man? How you living?
Hey, man, and you know what? We're going to be pumped tonight, man. We got the hottest hip-hop show across the country, man. And we got a very special guest with us, man. We're going to go live right now to my boy Corey, man. They got a big thing going on this coming up Saturday. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to do some crazy stuff on Friday. We're going to talk about that, too. What's going on, Corey, man? You know, we have to bring you on real quick, man. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Hey, you guys hear me?
Hey, we can hear you loud and clear, man. Can you hear us loud and clear?
Okay.
Already, man. Clear. Welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. I'm just glad you're taking the call and let me call in. I'm excited to hear that you guys got something going on this Friday. We need to stop this police brutality stuff. We need to come up with peaceful solutions, you know. So I'm definitely excited to hear things going on in the community.
It's so funny you said that. Even my co-host, me and him, was having a debate off the air, man, and he was talking about the same thing. And you know, I think you're right about that. We're gonna fight. We need to have a solution for the fight. So what are you saying? I mean, coming from your perspective, man, because you've been in this fight for a long time with the gun rights, man. What do you think that the community should do? I'm not gonna say African American, I'm saying the whole community, because the whole community has to be part of this.
I think what we need to do is realize that we need each other and not government. You know, a lot of people always reach out for government to help as if they're actually helping, when actually they're only hurting.
Exactly.
You know, in the community, we need to rely and lean on each other, you know, and that goes for protection purposes as well. I think the police departments should be privatized and it should be free market, and the people in the community should come up with their own solutions to protect each other. And I think that would build relationships in the community too, and people would care more about each other and things would just be better.
Exactly.
He made a good point, ain't he, man?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. That's what I was just talking about, because it's like, at the end of the day, man, we going out there, man. You know how it is, man. It's happening every day, man. It's been going on for years now. It ain't just now start happening with the Trayvon Martin and the Mike Brown situation. It's been going on now. All this stuff just happening. Now people want to go out and boycott and all this and cause all this extra drama, not realizing what all this can actually originally turn into, what we already made it through. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah.
When all these civil rights movements and all this craziness come back around, what can you really do about it? Nothing. But they can do something about it.
Yeah, well, I think they know how to react to violent people. And what they do is, of course, they bring in their military vehicles and they shoot tear gas.
Yeah, all that, man.
And they end up killing people. I think that's what they want. They definitely want to agitate the situation.
Exactly.
They will kick your ass and take you to jail.
Yep.
You're right.
That's all it takes.
That's what
they come to work for, man. Them type of situations, they come to work, man. That type of situation, like you said, Donnie B, man, dude already knew what he was going to do, man. He already, you know,
Let me ask you this, man. The protest in downtown Dallas has shut down I-35. What do you think about that? Right here in Dallas, Texas.
It's about to get wild.
If people are peacefully doing it and, you know, everything is fine, I don't see a problem with it. You know, I don't think you want to break the law when, you know, you shouldn't violate somebody else's rights because, you know, you're trying to protest and stuff, you know, the right to travel and stuff like that. But I believe in peaceful protesting, and I support the protesters tonight who are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your protest is going to be this weekend too, right? So there's just a lot going on, man. There's another protest going on tomorrow at 12 o'clock in downtown Fort Worth at the old courthouse. But this is the
at 12 o'clock?
Yeah, they got another one coming up at 12 o'clock. It's a lot going on in Fort Worth that it's not being publicized.
Yeah,
this
well,
is
of course. The revolution is not going to be televised.
I mean, shit,
yeah, you, right.
They got it. I mean, it's on TV now with Ferguson. They boycotting and stuff, too. They're already throwing tear gas and stuff again. So it's already escalated,
man.
That's what they want at the end of the day.
But the thing about it, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get no better. We're gonna
see.
Yeah,
it's going to get
it's
worse.
Going on in New York. It's going on in New York. It's going on in Chicago. L.A., they're having a big thing out there in L.A. right now. And all this stuff is going on late at night. What are your thoughts on that, Corey?
What do you think is going to happen with all these protests? I think that it's going to do whatever they want it to do, and they want it to escalate. And I think when it escalates, the media will come in and only show what they want to show, and control the minds of the people to think that that the police state is something that we need. We need more protection. We need more police officers. We need government, and that's not the solution.
Wow,
yes,
man. Corey, you can come up on my show anytime you want to, man. I love the way you. I mean, for real, the way you explain it. I mean, because nobody is explaining it like you doing. You keep it real, man. We need more people like this man, like Corey, because Corey, you've been out there for a long time too, and you pretty much know how to organize, man. You know how to get whatever you're trying to get together. You know how to get things done, man. A lot of people know who you are, Corey. You changing a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people don't hear about. So what's going on now, man? As far as getting some laws changed here in Texas.
Well, I think there's some good laws going into legislation, and I think there's some really bad ones, and people need to start being educated on what these people are doing behind the scenes that slowly take our rights. That way we can't stand up to this stuff. You know, we need to start communicating with each other more and relying on one another, and we need to arm ourselves, and we need to protect one another as well, and just build bridges in the community. I think it's very important. We've lost the community bond. We don't have that no more.
Yeah.
You don't even wave at your neighbor anymore. You just go in, you check the mail, you go pay your taxes, you go to work, and you do your thing. People don't bond in the community no more. We're so wrapped in the everyday 9-to-5, pay your taxes, do your thing.
That's true. Wow, man. You made I can't even say that, man, because you're making a really good point tonight, man, for real. And that's what's going on. People don't even believe in helping each other no more. What happened to helping each other? People don't even do that no more.
No, I think people are just so lost in Kim Kardashian's butt and Honey Boo Boo's rerun.
Right.
And Kanye West. You know.
You're right.
It's a mind game control, and the TV is definitely in control of people's minds. People need to start thinking for themselves, doing individual thoughts, individual responsibility, helping out in the community.
Wow, that is so true. Man, I appreciate you calling into the program, talking to us, educating us, because people need to know the truth on what's really going on out here, man. Because I don't think people understand what's going on. And I say not only that, but we continue to pray. If the person believes in prayer, I think we definitely need to pray, because it's getting worse. It's not going to get no better. I think what's going to end up happening, we're going to see a lot of bloody, I hate to say this, but bloody murder people. People are going to be dying in the streets. We're going to start being just like them other countries where people are going to be suicidal. You know, we're gonna be seeing people so desperate, and I hate to say this, man, but I feel race war coming. I mean, when you got the Klansmen out there edging this on, the Black Panthers edging it on. I feel race war coming.
But you know what? I think that the KKK has been infiltrated by government entities, and I think that some of the Black Panthers have too, and it's being agitated
exactly.
from within.
I agree. I
fully.
So what you think we should do is the regular, the average community people, the normal community people that don't believe in that mess, because that's not going to solve, that's still not going to solve the problem. Even if you, if this race war do happen, it's not going to solve the problem. It's going to make the problem worse. And then you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be dead from this.
No, the race problem is the trap. It's a divide and conquer. If we're sitting here pointing fingers at each other, we're not focused on the real issue. And they're laughing.
True.
They're looking at us going, look at these white and black people. Just you point fingers back at each other while we're sitting here with the money and the power. It's not right.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, man, it's not only, we're not only dealing with that, we're dealing with the poor versus the rich. You got that going on.
Oh, of course. And, you know, I cop watch all the time out here in Arlington, and the police officers are mainly taking, you know, picking on where the lesser citizen would be, you know, the lower income homes, you know, with the black communities, the Hispanic communities. They suck like leeches off of these poor communities, and it only entraps them more. I mean, I was out cop watching last night, and there was this cop speed trap. They're just robbing people right before Thanksgiving and Christmas. Are they serving the community, or are they stealing money?
And you know what? I thank God for people like you, because I've seen you out there, and I watch your videos. I want you to know, man, I follow you a lot, Corey. I've been following you for a while, man, and since we did that write-up about you guys. Man, but I do want to say this, man. We need more people like you out there, more people out there, because a lot of times these police officers, they get away with murder. Whether they're dealing with a black person, a white person, no matter who they get away with murder. And we sit up here and let them. Just the same way African-Americans are getting killed. It's not only African-Americans getting killed by police. This white American getting killed just as well as African-American. And we got to get people to understand that. If you do your research, it'll show that you got a lot of white Americans who are getting just as killed by a police officer than you do a black.
Oh, agreed. It's not, like I said, the things you see on TV, that is the divide and conquer trap. It's set up for people to be controlled and to believe in what they want you to believe in. What, you know, before Christopher Columbus and all that even got over here, there was blacks, there was Indians, there was white people. They were all living together and they didn't have this race divide conquer thing. It was crazy. I don't know, man. People are, we need to get together.
Man, I got to bring you back on the program and just let you be on the show with me and Young Buck right here, man. We got to bring you back on the program, man, because you are talking some up. Last time, you know, we brought you on the show, man, you had some people fired up. What you think about that, man?
what was that now?
I said last time we brought you on the show, you know, you had a lot of people fired up. I don't know.
Oh,
what
for sure.
I mean,
sometimes the open carry can fire people up.
You had so many people that called and did the program wanted to talk to you, man. It was crazy. As soon as you got the line, man, we had the line flooded up with people calling in. They said,
I'd love to take in the questions and stuff because, you know,
that's okay. We're going to get you back on, man, and let you be on it. We're going to promote it, push it. Let you come back on, cause you had a lot of people that was agreeing with you, but then you had a lot of those people that was like, he's wrong, he don't know me. I mean, oh man, I was catching hell that morning.
Well, I would like to educate them because I would like to teach them that what they've been told, you know, there's something different that they can be taught, and it actually is backed up with facts and stats rather than just emotional fear. So I would love to answer questions about that anytime.
That's okay, man. We're going to definitely get on the program, man. So, you know, that way you can tell the community about what's really going on, because I think a lot of people, like you say, don't really know, and we're going by what the news say, and news is only giving us what? Business pieces. They're not even giving us the whole truth. They're not giving us the truth at all. They're giving us what they want.
Agreed, man.
So, yeah.
I was, you know, when the government fears its citizens, there is liberty. And when the citizens fear the government, there's tyranny. And I was cop watching with my AK-47 the other night, and let me tell you, there was liberty.
Wow. That's crazy.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this also, man. There's a big thing going on in New York. I'm looking at it right now. And this has been going on for a while, man, where these police officers go into the low-income area and they start kissing on people in the mouth and stuff, man. What are your thoughts on that? This is, and they're saying that this is supposed to cut down crime, man. But who? I mean, come on now, man. Who wants to be kissed on? And they're saying it's better to be kissed on than shot. But for real, man, it's respecting manhood, number one.
I don't
and then it's turning around is disrespecting people, period, because it's almost like, okay, if I don't kiss you, you're going to jail. What do you think?
I don't know, man. That's kind of wild. I hadn't even really heard about that. I thought I saw the video, but I didn't even know if it was real because I thought it was so weird.
Nah, it's been going on for a while now. This
That's
been
very
going
interesting.
On. I'm looking at the video.
Have to look into
Come on. What I'm going to do, I'm going to share this on your page, man, because
right.
It's just a report on it right now. And, man, I don't know, man. I think it's really crazy what's going on, man. These police officers getting away with murder. They, you know, they're doing all kinds of weird stuff.
Hey,
and
man,
I think,
if you want to be a career criminal and get away with it, be a cop.
Exactly. The worst, you're right. The worst one. Man, you right about that, man. If you want, if you like to kill people, this is the perfect job for you because you can get away with it.
Yep. That's anything, the military and all.
Yeah, that's true, man. Well, I tell you what, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, man. You know you're welcome to come on the show anytime, man. And I'm sending this video to you as we speak. And matter of fact, look on your page right now, Corey. I just send the Kissing Cops video to you.
All right, I'll look at it.
and text me on Facebook, man. Inbox me on Facebook and tell me what you think about it. And then we'll bring.
All right, I will.
I'm scheduled to come back on tomorrow, man. At 10 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, man. Just let me know.
All right, then. That's our boy Corey,
hey, y'all,
right here.
Y'all be blessed.
Hey, you too, man. Doing it real big. We're going to take a quick break, y'all, and we'll be right back. It's going down 89.3 FM, where we are making a difference in the community.
Turn up, turn down, boy.
This right here is 100% Stack or Starve approved.
Started from the bottom, made it to the top. Went from hitting licks to bagging, since riding on the block.
Get the money, it's funny how niggas is bummy, but they talk about getting cash. You see me in
on it. Believe me, I'm on it. It makes them all jump with a tag. I got some boppers pulling up in cabs. You bring a friend and I'ma bring the hash. That's for the rest of my life. I'm a son and I'm finishing first and no question and last. It's the home team. We on cream and that's king shit and we on stream. Flexing hard, them gold bars. When I hit the car, my phone ring. My lifestyle designer. My back seat's a recliner. I remember days I didn't have your bitch, but if you call around, you can't find them. Came from the bottom like some said. Living on top like bunk beds. Living on top like I'm nailed to the roof. Ain't nothing else to do but bump heads. But I'ma get the money, the money. These fuck niggas hating. The collar is sweet and I'm blowing on smoke to a nigga look Asian.
Started from the bottom. Made it to the top. Went from hitting licks to bag of shit riding on the block. They hating. Keep hating.
Yeah, that's right, child, man. What's definitely going on? Young Buck, Young Buck, what you think about that, man? That's crazy, man. We got a crazy show tonight, don't we, man?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. For real, though.
Yeah, man. For those who just now tuning in to us right here on World Street Hip Hop, the number one hip hop award winning World Street Hip Hop, I'm your host, Mr. Dunn, and be along with my new co-host, Young Buck, going to be co-hosting with me every night. We're going to be doing it big. We'll be coming on at 10 o'clock every night. We'll be coming on at 10 o'clock every night from 10 to 12, 2 hours, giving you nothing but the best in old school, new school, R&B, everything you want on this radio show, man. But, you know, the biggest thing that we've been talking about tonight is this Ferguson thing. They, if you haven't heard the news, a lot of people is still late in the news and stuff. They came back with the verdict. The verdict that they came back is that Darrell Wilson was found not guilty, which we already knew that was going to happen. So you get an outrage going on right now all across the country, from Ferguson to Dallas, Texas, where they have shut down the bridge on I-35. Dozens of people are talking about it right now. It's a lot of stuff going on. There's protests, big protests that are planned tomorrow and Friday here in Fort Worth. There's going to be a big protest at the old courthouse steps tomorrow at 12 noon. We'll be out there covering that. And also Friday night, there's a big protest where they are planning on shutting down the Christmas parade in downtown Fort Worth. They're expecting 20,000 people in downtown Fort Worth for the Christmas parade every year. And there's a word that they're going to shut down the Christmas parade. So it's a lot going on. What you think about that, Young Buck, man?
Man, that's crazy, man. That's a lot.
People are angry. I mean, you gotta understand, people are frustrated. And the sad part about it, when you're looking at that video and looking at Micah Brown's mother, she is so angry, man. I was looking at the video this morning. I'm listening.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I understand it and all, but it's like, at the end of the day, man, like you said, man,
But you got to understand how many more brown, and I'm going to say brown and blacks are going to have to get killed by the police officer before we can make a deal. This is not only happening to Latin America, too, man. So this is not only happening to us as African American, but that's why they say black and brown, because it's happening to black and brown. So, you know, they don't get language of standing. They don't give a damn about us as a community.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring on my boy, my favorite man. This is my buddy right here. He calls into the show. He is no stranger to the program. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Yo.
Hey, can you hear us? 205-817-205. You live on the radio.
I don't think he can do it. Okay, let me see. Mr. Harden. Mr. Shane Harden.
Yeah, can you hear me?
And we can hear you loud and clear now. You must have had your phone on mute.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, man. We were talking about, wait a minute. Welcome to
the
show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been discouraged lately, but I've been good. How have you been? It's been a long time.
I know, man. We always catch up with each other when it's crazy stuff is happening, like right now.
Right. You know, and again, let me go back because I heard you say something. One of the things that makes this even more painful than what it already is this wasn't even a trial. It was the prosecutor that was putting the evidence before the grand jury, and the grand jury decides whether or not to even file charges. So you can't even say that he was not guilty because there was actually no charges. There were no charges and no trials. So that's what even makes it more discouraging, is because there was such a low threshold for what really needed to be done. I think that it is prosecutorial. I have a problem saying that word. I think it is misconduct on the prosecutor's part, because he did not do that young man justice. What his job was supposed to be is to present evidence to the grand jury. He was supposed to be that young man's advocate, his personal lawyer, to show that there was sufficient evidence to bring charges up against Brian Wilson.
Justice.
And that's what troubles me, is because I feel, as well as a lot of people, that he did not do an adequate job. He actually tried the case in front of the grand jury, and to me, that's misconduct. He did nobody any favors, because that a grand jury presentation is very different than a trial, whereas they don't get the luxury of cross-examination and presenting all evidence. Now, again, if they would have, they said that they presented all evidence, but they didn't allow for any kind of cross-examination of that officer. That is wrong. You don't know what would have happened if he would have been cross-examined properly. Again, this was not done properly, and I would like to think that the federal government will bring charges up against that officer, because I think that there is enough evidence to at least give that man a trial.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
I agree, man.
Well, and then on top of that, man, what really disturbing is it's almost like he knew that he wasn't gonna, like his lawyers probably already knew that he wasn't gonna get in trouble. That's why he went down there the day of the verdict. He didn't come back with the verdict until 8 o'clock, between 8 and 8:30. I'm gonna say about 8:30 on Thursday night.
That was just irresponsible. That was flat irresponsible, because if he would have announced that 8 o'clock in the morning, you might have had a different reaction to what was there last night. There's a part of me that feels like a lot of that stuff last night was staged. I mean, you tell me that some of those police cars were just left all by themselves to allow crowds to gather around them.
I know.
You know what? They were. It was awful convenient that some of those cars were left on their own, just so that crowds could surround them and start throwing stuff at it. And cameras just happened to be in front of those particular abandoned police cars.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense. That you're saying. That makes the perfect sense. But here's another thing that disturbed me too, man. And this reason that I knew that this man already knew that he was going to get off with this, he went and got his marriage license that morning. What are your thoughts on that? That same morning, the day of the verdict, and the lady he got married to is a police officer for the Ferguson Police Department.
Well, and like I said, he wasn't treated fair. He wasn't treated equally as well. He got obvious favoritism from not only his own employer, which, you know, the own police department ought to demand some kind of justice because they are out to serve and protect. They're not supposed to serve and protect their own. You know, again, they did not do anybody justice in this case, and it's really disheartening and it's really sickening.
It is.
And that, to me, there's so much wrong with this. I can't help but feel like some of this was staged. You know, why on earth did they allow for an announcement at 8 o'clock in the evening to give everybody time to get ready, to stage everything? No, I think it's way too convenient. I think it's very troublesome that was allowed to happen. And then I'm also troubled by the fact that people get lured into that. I mean, you know, I am just as disheartened and upset by this as anything, but you can't change anything by going and burning down stores and, you know, hurt your own community. You know, if you want to make change, if you really, really feel it in your heart to go and change things, man, you need to start getting involved. You need to make sure.
And
you know,
you
may not be able to change things, but, you know, some of the next generation that are watching this, they're going to say, you know what, I can't change anything now. And it may be, it is what it is, but I'm going to be a police officer, and I'm going to do right. I'm not going to subscribe to that kind of violence and
not all cops are bad cops.
I mean, let's take action in constructive ways. Let's remember this time next year when that DA is going up for a vote. You know, he gets elected to office just like everybody else.
So let me ask you this, man. So you said the DA, is that person the most important person, or would you say the mayor? Because who is the one that elects who's the one that elects the chief of police?
The chief of police he's hired by the city. So the chief of police isn't an elected position, but that district attorney is an elected position. And, you know, there's a lot of different stories floating around about him right now, and I really didn't like the way that it was set up last night, but the more I read about him, the more I start to really question his motives. Keep in mind that his office did not immediately investigate this properly, and his office was the one that immediately did not bring charges up against that officer. He is going to be defensive of his decision from the very get-go. At very minimum, they should have had a special prosecutor to come in and try this without that kind of local bias.
Wow.
It was just, it was all around just done horribly.
Wow.
And again, I think it's a huge injustice that those parents know. Again, I've read very, very ugly things online saying, well, that young man, he broke the law. Well, he did deserve the death penalty. I mean, good Lord. Let's just say for a second that he is guilty of what he's accused of. He's still dead with two gunshot wounds in his head. I don't believe that he deserved that for stealing some cigarettes. That's just that does not, the crime does not equal the punishment that was given. And you know, that officer took it upon himself to make himself judge, jury, and executioner.
But he claimed he was afraid. It was afraid for his life.
Well,
that's what he claimed.
And again, his story just doesn't add up.
No,
I mean,
it don't.
For one, they somehow just he gets attacked in his own car. You know,
right.
Something doesn't add up to me on that. And then the fact that the altercation,
well, not only that,
apparently
back,
there was.
If you go that way, change it.
Hello.
If you go back, he changed his story. His story,
and he does.
The second time, his story don't change. But that ain't what he's.
You know, and they started off the altercation in the car, and then it appears that he walked off or he ran off, and then turned around.
Bull crap.
That doesn't add up.
He was out to kill him. That's what he wanted. All that is bullcrap.
Again, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's all
bullcrap.
Yeah, you know, and so again, they're basing the whole decision on what was really an improperly held trial. It was not a grand jury presentation at all.
Mm-hmm. That sure wasn't.
So that is what makes this entirely more offensive, is that office, nobody did their job that day.
No, you're right. They sure did.
And in the coming weeks, people weren't paying attention, and unless people didn't start speaking, we might not have ever known about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
everybody was speaking. Everybody was talking. That's what I'm saying. Like, they had so many stories. Everybody was three. Everybody was in front of the camera talking. And then, like, it's some justice should have been served. And, like, at the end of the day, the dude was earned on him. He had no count on him, nothing. Yes. Justice should have been served. Something should have happened.
Look how long it took. That's the problem is, you know, there was... that young man was shot, and it took 2 weeks before any kind of media coverage. Now, if this was a pretty blonde girl that disappeared in Aruba,
exactly.
All of a sudden
been
you
on
would have cameras.
Oh, you would have had everything.
Yeah,
right about that,
and that's not right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
there's just so many things, and I think that it's so reflective of our society and some of the problems that we have in society that, you know, it's not right. Even if, let's just take race out of the equation. Let's say that it was a officer shooting a white young man like that. Again, the difference between us and animals, the difference between human beings and animals is the ability to empathize with other people. The ability to make yourself walk in somebody else's shoes. If you cannot feel sorry for another human being, then that makes you no different than an animal laying down its prey.
Right. Tell that man.
Exactly.
And again, people don't understand that, you know, I don't understand that young man's struggles, but the fact is he is dead now because of another man's actions.
Sorry.
Any drunk driver on the street, if a drunk driver goes out and kills somebody, you know what? He is held and he is tried for involuntary manslaughter. At a minimum, this cop should have been held to that same standard. He should have been tried for involuntary manslaughter. No excuses. He is responsible for a person losing his life. And just like a drunk driver goes out on the road, he does not intend on killing anybody. That was never, I believe, that cop's intention. I'd like to think that a police officer would not be as evil as to see a young man on the street and put two bullets in his head.
They left him there, he wanted to kill him. If they left him there for that long, he was out to kill him. He was out to lay that man down. I don't care what nobody said. And it's like all this extra story. It ain't no story to it. He killed that man. Why is he in? Man, it's a mess.
And again, nobody is ultimately held responsible. the conservative Fox News will present it as, you know what, that officer did society a favor by killing a future thug. You know,
what?
That's the way that some people are going to spin this. That's the way that some people are going to look at this.
You're so right.
You know, I've already read comments on Twitter from the likes of Ted
saying,
Nugent that
what
says...
What they saying on that? What they saying on Twitter?
On Twitter, they say, you know what? If he would have listened to the police officer all along, he wouldn't have been shot.
Wow.
You know,
yep,
that is such stupid reasoning. It's not the reasoning of thinking rational people. That is people trying to spin this to turn it into a political agenda. You know,
mm-hmm.
again, why did that cop even approach that young man? You
right.
have to ask yourself, if that was a little white kid with his hat turned around backwards, would he have stopped him? Would he have even approached mm-hmm. him? You know
nope.
what? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Not in that community. You know, that's what people don't understand is not maybe racism doesn't affect you personally in your immediate bubble, but, man, I grew up in Deep East Texas. That is alive and it's real.
Oh,
and,
man, trust me.
I get it every day.
I know how you feel. I get it every day. Even working in the media, working for a newspaper, working for this, trust me, I have had racial profiling where they follow, police officers follow me, identifying, mistaking me for somebody else. Oh, for trust
yeah.
me. I know what it feels like.
And you know, I'm going to be right straight up honest with you. My grandparents used to say some of the most awfulest things, and it'd make me cringe every time they said it. But, you know, hell, it's your grandparents. You don't know any better.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's, again, me getting out and learning more about the world that I saw.
Right.
Man, everybody ain't treated equally. Hair is right and they're
wrong.
But
then you got to think about, but you know what you got to think about too? You got to think about their age too. Their age,
yeah.
My mama age. You got to think, if you think about their age, what they went through back in those days compared to what we went through, we didn't go through it. But we didn't go through as much as they went through. So it's
and you're right,
then,
but you know what?
Story.
You still, there's still such a treatment. There's still such a, underlying theme in our society
mm-hmm.
that people look at it and say, I'm not racist. I got a black friend. You know, that's as stupid as any statement that I could ever hear.
I heard that.
I mean, good Lord. Seriously, I have a black friend, therefore I'm not a racist. That's the dumbest thing. I took biology one time, but I can't do brain surgery.
But you know what, man, you make a good point, and I think a lot of us, if you think about it, a lot of us say certain things and don't really mean it, but I don't think they understand at that particular time what they're saying. Because if you go back and listen to it, record what you say 24 hours a day, and then you listen to it, we all have some kind of, and this is real talk, we all got some kind of racist thing. If you think about it, I think everybody. I
you
say
know what? And,
white, black, and, I say everybody.
And someone said, you know what? Would you be upset if a black man brought your daughter home? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hate any man that walks through the door with my daughter.
I know
what?
Right.
I don't care. So,
hey, you're right. Black, white,
they make as many white idiots as any idiot.
Ooh,
I don't
yes,
care
yes.
what that boy is like. He ain't going to be liked.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying you're
and
right.
Again,
you're right.
I know many of people.
And you know what? It ain't called race. It's called protection.
Right. But I know many of people. You know what? I know this one lady, she'll get mad at somebody for using the N-word. She will yell at them and say that she doesn't want to ever hear that word in her presence. But she'll also say in the same conversation, oh, be careful, I don't want to live next to those people. you know, again, there's a difference. There's actions speak louder than words.
Louder than words, yep. And I know about that word, too.
Yeah.
I used to have a lady come up to me at Walmart one day and say, "Ooh, you people are very strange." I say, "You people." I say, "What do you mean when you say you people?" I'm like, "Wait a minute."
Good Lord. This is 2014. We shouldn't be acting like this.
No, we shouldn't. Right.
Back in the civil rights struggles of the 60s, did you ever think that 50 years later that we're going to be dealing with the same problems that we dealt with back then? It's just not going to be as blatant. You know, there's not going to be two water fountains, but you know what? There's going to be two separate parts of town. Instead, mm-hmm. we're gonna make living conditions, and we're gonna make sure that some of these kids aren't educated enough where they can't break the cycle of poverty, that they mm-hmm. are self segregated into parts of town because that we keep kids, not just black kids, but we keep all
right.
kids dumb That's enough. Right. Where they stay in the same circle of society and they cannot better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we should be
hoping for bettering our kids and teaching them. That's another reason why this decision is so disturbing, is because, man, it sets our future generation back. Our kids are looking at this decision and saying, "My God, how can somebody have come to this conclusion where, you know?" And they're gonna say, "Man, well, this doesn't make sense. These are the same struggles that they had during the civil rights era." And
yeah.
you know what? You can't argue that. And you know, our kids, nobody comes out of their mama saying, "I hate black people." You know, that's taught. And if we keep teaching it over and over and over again to our kids, again, it's not going to be in the form of, you know what, there's a white water fountain and here's a black water fountain. It's going to be in the form of decisions like this that, again, it shows our kids that racism is alive and well. And
yes,
if we want to do something about it, all those people doing all these bad things, you know what, even getting and blocking I-30 tonight in Dallas, you know what?
Yeah,
man, I applaud your efforts, and God bless you for feeling strong enough to get involved. But you know what? Let's be smart. Let's organize.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure it out. Let's be the voice of change instead
That's
of,
right.
you know, being the force of destruction. You know, what makes this even worse than it already is the fact that there's a room full of old white men sitting there watching TV
mm-hmm.
saying, "You know what, that figures, those animals."
You're so right. You're so right.
You know what? And I hate the fact that, you know what, those old men almost do have a point. Because
yeah.
people are not acting civilized. You know what? Let's be smart. Let's use
mm-hmm.
that passion, that anger, to feed us, to get involved in our community. You know what? We need future leaders. We don't
have any future
leaders.
We don't. We so don't.
We need young people to, you know what? We need to... Martin Luther King was a young man.
Yes,
when he
was.
Made his speech, he was in his 30s.
Ooh. Wow.
He was a young man. We need young men to fill that
right.
future role. And it's times like this that leaders are born and leaders are made.
Yeah. We need it, man. I agree with you on it, man. We got to rip this part of the show up, man. You got anything else you want to say?
Dottie, I'd like to be back here soon because I really, this is bad, but what's going
to
be coming up here in the upcoming Texas legislative session is going to be just as bad. but it's going to be spread out over a five month period. It's going to be a very oppressive Texas legislative session, and it's going to set. If you're not a white male in Texas, you need to be afraid of what's coming up here in January.
Whoa, is that bad?
It's worse. It is every bit. What took place the first week in November with the elections was probably the most catastrophic thing that has ever happened to the Democratic Party in its history.
Wow.
They got whipped. And in Texas, the House of Representatives, the Senate, and governor, and lieutenant governor, and attorney general, all extreme Republican.
Wow.
Again, and if you think that a voter ID bill was oppressive, you're not. This is going to be a real shot to you, because there's going to be upcoming legislative issues and bills that are just going to blow you away how oppressive and regressive it is for our citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I'd really like to talk to you again soon, because that's something that needs to be addressed, but not tonight, because, again, this issue, I think, needs to be talked about, and I think that it needs to be talked about in a way that's constructive, and I think that people need to take that anger and, man, remember it, channel it. Let's get organized, and let's get some of these people out of office, and let's be the next generation of change.
That's right. That's the way you do it, man. You do it, you know, stop. I mean, all the energy you wasting and doing in protest, you can be using the energy to get out there and, you know, get out there and vote. Just to organize. Go and organize now.
Absolutely. Well, y'all take care. Y'all have a good evening.
Okay. Hey, you too, man. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
All right, we're going to a quick break right here on 89.3. We'll be right back with Mo right here on 89.3FMRadio.com.
Baby, only 5'7" with some heels on. Working with that twerk, and you can catch me in the kill zone. Treat me like I'm Ursh, baby, gave me something to feel on. Work that red dress, got me thinking Johnny Gill gone. Buy me in the club 2-3 times a week. Sunshine, yes, you fine, but I'm trying to find you neat. Baby girl, got the dick.
It's up. I shut down for a nigga, then I found out she wasn't solid, so I left her for another one, cause the other one real. Just imagine how she feeling ever since I heard her feelings, I care less about another one, how the other one feel. I threw the paper to the draw, you was cheating on her with another one. You messing with the other one still. I thought you knew, but I see you didn't have a clue about what one woman won't do shit, another one will.
Gave me a warning, I ain't coming home. You step back and wait, I'm coming in late, now tell me how time is taking. Don't know what you got to the phone. Gave me a warning, I ain't coming home. You step back and wait, I'm coming in late. Now tell me how come I stay.
Well, one woman won't do, another one will. That's why I love her for another woman and another woman. I act nothing like the other woman, and the other woman should never have to go and show another woman how to do another woman's job. The other woman wasn't doing a job, so the other woman had to go and show the other woman how to do. You the one got replaced by the other woman. Used to be his girl, but now you the other woman. Other woman looking really pissed off. She couldn't replace you, the girl gonna get lost. I know I cheated, don't think I'd ever get caught. Said about you, I didn't think I'd ever get crossed. And how to treat a man something, you didn't get taught. Want me to trick on you something, don't get by. Ain't gonna be that type of ruler, that type of move with me, that type of dude. Why y'all in between bras? It's some type of photos while they always bitch. Say you never dare and you always miss it. Wonder why on you, I'm always shitting. Trying to get it good so my ass will always kiss it. You always getting on my motherfucking nerves. And what you motherfucking heard. But I keep a ride to the motherfucking curb. That's my motherfucking worst. You know, a lot of mental things.